Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. This time we're going to be interviewing Coach Charlie Doolittle, head football coach over at Lawrence Academy. Now, last week they traveled down to W.W. King to take on the Richard Wynn Eagles, and unfortunately they came up on the short side of a 43-6 score against the Eagles. Coach, you ran into a buzzsaw three times this year. You ran into them twice in the regular season and once in the playoffs. I give you credit, your team never let down. They went on and they've actually scored on the last score of the game. A lot of teams might could have just rolled it over and called it in the rest of the way, but not the Crusaders, so kudos to them on that.
That's merely an expectation for us and our guys. We try to give our mental and physical best every single play for all the plays in the game, regardless of the score, up big or down big. And, you know, our guys, you know, we did fight to the very end. We were overmatched and outcoached, but you can't win it unless you get there. And it's been 17 years since L.A. has been there, and, you know, we just don't believe it's going to be 17 before we're back again.
Well, I tend to agree with that because your record last year in your first year was 4-8. So a 10-4 record this year is definitely an improvement, and I believe you're laying the foundation and the culture to get back to it again sometime in the near future.
Well, yeah, I mean, we certainly will work every day, you know, towards that goal. You know, our goal is to win everything. I mean, we want to win every game, region championships, state championships. Our purpose is to build strong Christian men that are going to lead the school and eventually the community and their families and their homes and their churches. And we're purpose-driven, but we sure do like accomplishing our goals. And so we work every day. We've got some guys bought into a model of preparing all year to be able to play in the fall.
Well, I like what you said your number one goal was, to make good Christian men. That above all else is what stands out and will lead them well through life. Like you said, 100 years from now, who won that football game is really not going to matter very much. But what you values you build will carry on not only through them, but to their families and to their kids, hopefully. Now, looking at this team, I believe you're losing how many seniors this year?
We have 5 seniors.
Do you mind reminding us who they were?
Absolutely. Anthony Candelis, Jay Riddle, Hack Hardy, Fires McCameron, and Garrett Murphy.
Now, I know Hack Hardy was one of the anchors on the line, and all we can say about Garrett Murphy is he was like a Swiss Army knife. If you needed something, he probably had the tools to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, those two guys had phenomenal years. They all 5 did. You know, we tell them all the time, legacy is planting a tree knowing you'll never enjoy the shade. But they enjoyed a little bit of the shade this year, but really those 5 guys really buying in to what we started selling 2 years ago when we came in, and they've done a wonderful job leading our guys. You know, those guys have never experienced a winning season, not at the middle school level, not at the varsity level. And so, really, the credit goes a lot to them of, you know, getting this thing hopefully permanently turned around.
Now, you said something just a little earlier I might want to take a little disagreement with. You said that King Academy, you were outmanned and outcoached. I don't know about that outcoach situation there like that. I know you and your assistants, Luke, Coach Plowd, and so forth, y'all have done a yeoman's job in trying to get the team to where it is now. And I got a sneaky feeling in the future, there's not too many teams going to outcoach the Crusaders.
You know, the thing that we want to do as coaches is get our kids to outplay people. And, you know, we want them to get all the credit. And we have a phenomenal coaching and support staff. You know, guys that really love the kids. No ball, coach ball very hard. But our staff is above and beyond just loving on these kids. And, you know, sometimes that requires tough love, but you know, I feel like we certainly do our best in preparation, having a practice plan, having a game plan. But, you know, we want all the credit to go to the kids. You know, they're the ones that have to go in between lines and play so hard. And so, you know, at the end of the day, people say your kids outplayed people. That's what we want to hang our hat on. We certainly did that our fair share of times this year. We certainly just outplayed people, and you know, we want them to get the credit for all that.
Well, Coach, I want to take and hope you have a good off season. You get to get out there and practice with some of those younger kids and maybe get some of the seniors to come back and help them coach them up a little bit, maybe in spring practice or something. And when we're talking again at the final gun next year, hopefully we're talking about a little bit different scenario where you get that state title.
Well, like I said, I mean, you know, that's one of our goals. We want to work towards that. You know, certainly the reason why this game is so phenomenal, because when you lose a football game, chances are that's not going to be the worst thing that ever happens to you in your life. And when you win it, you know, good Lord willing, that will not be the best thing that ever happened to you in your life. This experience grows young men, you know, in measurable ways. You know, the camaraderie they share amongst each other and the lessons they learn, certainly in the bad times and the good times. We hope it serves them well in the future.
All right, Coach. Well, I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us, and I'm going to beat you to the punch on something that you always say at the end of an interview. Go Crusaders.
Amen. Go Crusaders.
Thank you, Coach. You've been listening to Coach Charlie Doolittle and Mike Hughes here on Real Radio 860 and 104.1 WLBG.